Pamangkin, tara, kwentuhan tayo. Welcome to the Queer Tita Podcast. So, umaura-aura ako sa Facebook kagabi. No, Lunes ng gabi. Ano na ba ngayon? Martes na ata. O, Martes na nga. Anyway, umaura-aura ako sa Facebook kagabi. At nakita ko sa post nung isa sa mga kasama kong nag-aral sa St. Mary's nung araw. Nag-host ng Kamanava is Pink Rally ang Team Lenny Kiko doon sa school grounds namin sa Caloocan, no? And let me start with this. This episode is not a political episode. This isn't about the Kamanava is Pink Rally, but instead, tungkol doon sa venue, tungkol sa 9 years, about the 9 years that I spent na nag-aaral sa St. Mary's, no? Kasi for the last few years, especially nung sinimulan kong i-deconstruct a lot of things I started questioning my thoughts, my beliefs, a lot of things. I spent the last few years na very bitter tungkol dun sa 9 years na, you know, ginugol ko doon sa skulembang na yun. Pero after seeing photos of the rally and yung video nung nila sister nagsasayaw sa dancing to Ariana Grande, natuwa ako and it prompted me to rethink yung inis ko sa time ko sa St. Mary's. Hey, I even showed the photo and the video sa TikTok ko. So check it out, nakatuwa. I'll link the TikTok video in the show notes here, okay? So anyway, just like yung pagka-bitter ko tsaka yung pagka-inis ko sa Filipino culture, kasi, you know, I've talked about this before. The Filipino culture made me feel like a reject, you know. And same type ng bitterness din yung naramdaman ko sa St. Mary's, you know. The religious drama, the impossibly high standards set on everything. And of course, yung shame. Shame that I felt for being gay in that school, right? And what really pisses me off is when someone tells my mom na, yan, nagkaganyan yung anak mo kasi, you know, she became gay kasi you sent her to an all-girls school. Now, second generation na ako ng pamilya namin na nag-aral, you know, that went to that school. Nung panahon ng mga tita ko, all girls talaga siya. I think iba pa nga yung pangalan nila, they weren't St. Mary's. I think it was Our Lady of Grace Academy, something like that. But anyway, tapos nung time ko, they started introducing boys to the school. Kasi ang chismis, they started introducing boys because the number of, you know, lesbians in that school is starting to grow. Yun ang sabi nila, but I don't know. I don't believe it. I think chismis lang yun. And I think today, fully integrated boys and girls na yung school. But anyway, during the time that I was learning more and exploring about my sexuality, inisip ko, I was thinking, totoo nga kaya yun? Is that really the reason why I'm gay? You know, and I think it goes without saying na it's not true. Kasi 7 years old pa lang ako, nasa Chinese school pa ako nung una akong nagka-crush, and I don't remember her name, barely remember her face. Pero I remember crushing on her. You know what? Kung nasan man siya ngayon, I hope she's doing amazing in her life. Okay? Anyway, on top of that, I grew up in upper middle class Manila. Okay? Catholic private school mean girls, they're a different breed. I'm telling you now, okay? Hindi sila violent. They're not violent, but they are really good with psychological warfare, which, you know, in some cases, I think is a little bit worse. Kasi yung mga sugat, yung mga pasago, magaling. Pero anyway, we'll talk about that another time. Kapag nasa therapy ako, I always talk about the traumatic experiences I had sa St. Mary's. Particularly yung struggle ko sa pagiging queer and having to meet ridiculously high standards that, you know, and I struggle with that to this day. You know, I set these ridiculously high bar And I get so mad at myself for not meeting it or, you know, just almost meeting it. Anyway, seeing the photos of the rally sa Facebook, kasi nagkalat sila ngayon eh. It's the trending topic right now, at least in my circle of friends, is especially the video of the dancing nuns, got me rethinking, you know. I remembered the great times too. It all came back to me. This whole time, hyper-focused ako doon sa stuff that made me feel very crappy, that I forgot about the good times, you know. Sure, I had trouble fitting in, but I was still able to make friends, you know, lifelong friends. Friends na whenever I'm in Manila, I still hang out with them. I talk to them all the time, right? I had amazing experiences in that school. I fell in love for the first time in that school. You know, I had experiences na probably a huge portion of kids my age at the time didn't get to experience. And you know what? The list goes on and on and on. And at the end of the day, the positive experiences still outweigh the negative experiences. Diba? And most of all, di na ako naiinis sa mom ko for sending me there. Okay? So, ito kasi yung story niyan. Diba? Up until grade 1 ako, sa Chinese ako nag-aaral. Kasi nga, diba, nabanggit ko na sa inyo dati, my mom is Chinese. You know, so she sent me to Chinese school para I could connect with her culture and learn to speak Chinese and what have you. All that stuff, right? Kaso, one day, yung teacher ko nung grade 1, may mga napapansin sa behavior ko at the time na looking back now, valid yung concerns niya. So, ayun, kinausap niya si Mudra na patignan ako kasi baka nga daw duda niya may ADHD raw ako, which, you know, 29 na ako nung tuluyan akong ma-diagnose na nagka-ADHD, may ADHD nga. Pero, I digress. Pero back to the story. Nung sinabi nung teacher ko kay Mudra yun, hala, nagwarla talaga si Mudra, di ba? Kasi nga, ba't daw sinasabihan ng baliw yung anak niya? Siguro, hindi ko alam yung buong conversation nila. I think, you know, pareho silang mali. I think my teacher could have worded it better or my mom could have taken it better. Honestly, I don't know. All I know is I was waiting in the car. My mom came back, mainit ang ulo, and she said, you're not going back to that school next year. And anyway, yun na nga, buti na lang end of the year na rin, di ba? So ayun, next school year, pinatransfer ako ni Mudra sa St. Mary's kasi dun daw, baka magtinu daw ako dahil the nuns would set me straight. Which, you know, no pun intended. I'm still pretty gay. Anyway, yun na nga. Medyo nagtinu naman ako kasi nagkaroon ako ng ibang outlet. I became an asshole. Naging elite. I became an elitist too in that school. All while picking up different kinds of trauma. Pero yun na nga, bitter ako kay Mudra dahil kasi instead of getting me the help and the support that I needed, she instead sent me to school to pray it all away. Pero looking back now, she bought me the best education money could buy. Education so good na nung nag-migrate kami sa Canada nung 2008, my transition to the Canadian education system was completely seamless. Kasi nga, you know, yung schools, international standards, MME, nung iskulembang, di ba? And honestly, the time I spent there in that school is a contributor, you know? It's a key piece of the puzzle to who I became today, you know, the person that I became today. Whether I like to admit it or not, just like how whether I like to admit it or not, the Filipino culture is a huge contributor to who I became today, right? And obviously, it's not the end all be all, but it's a key piece of the puzzle. Medyo nakakalungkot na, ano man, nag-iisip-isip ako, medyo nakakalungkot na I might be the last generation ng pamilya namin to go to that school. And at one point, naisip ko na when the time comes, you know, when I was younger, I was thinking this, when the time comes, I'll send my kids to that school. Pero now, I don't know. I honestly don't know. Number one, I'm not sure if I'll have kids. Second, yes, it's a great education, but on the other hand, religious trauma and all the other things, I don't know, is it worth it? I don't know. Time will tell, right? Time will tell. That's pretty much my approach to all these things. Time will tell. We just surrender to whatever life brings us. Anyway, I'm gonna leave you with this. Okay. Never stop questioning your thoughts and your beliefs. Minsan bitter-bitter tayo, pero ang totoo, we end up just hurting ourselves. You know, just like how for the longest time, bitter ako towards the Filipino culture, bitter ako towards my time spent in St. Mary's, pero ang totoo, pinaiinit ko lang ulo ko. Kasi nga, like I said earlier, the positive experiences still outweigh the negative ones. And of course, you know, that's not to say na diminish yung, that's not to diminish your, you know, your negative experiences. That's not to diminish your trauma because they're there. You got, that's part of the experience as well. Okay? But at the same time, learn to accept it as part of who you are. Because, like I said, whether you like to admit it or not, there's always something to be grateful for. Okay? And that experience is a piece of the puzzle that led you to where you are today. Okay? And most of the time, you know, we look back on past experiences with different lenses, and I don't know. It's different. Anyway, continue to learn, unlearn, and do better. That's all we could do, really. Continue, like I said, I'm gonna repeat that. Continue to learn, unlearn, and do better. Sige na mga pamangkin, next week ulit. My name is Judith and this is the Queer Tita Podcast, over and out.
You know, man.